The No Excuses 365 Podcast, Episode 23, Playing the Hits and Thinking Less. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the No Excuses 365 Podcast. I'm your host, Casey Price, and I took a week off. I have not published a podcast episode since Thursday, what was that, January 3rd? Plus 14 would be 17. No, the 10th, I think it was. I think it was Thursday, January 10th, 11, 12, 13, nope, 9th. Thursday, January 9th. There we go. I haven't published an episode since Thursday, January 9th. I'm going to talk more about why that happened a little bit later in the episode, but I wanted to say I've missed you. I've missed you very much while I was gone. I've been thinking about you a lot, and I hope good things have been happening while I've been gone. I have a good feeling that you are doing everything you can to accomplish your goal. And, you know, together we're working to live the rest of our lives without excuses. And, you know, of course, the key word is living. We want to live to our fullest potential every single day. We want to strive for greatness, personal growth. And I know that everyone listening to this is making great advances towards that goal. So I'm really happy for you. I'm really happy to be back on here and share with you how things are going and what's been happening in these past few days since I've last had the chance to talk to you. So personally, I'm feeling great. I am working hard every day. I'm working on my fitness. I am not at the gym every single day right now. I have been pulling back a little bit as I've been lifting heavier and heavier weights. So I'm probably 6 days a week, 5-6 days a week on average. I was going 7 days, but I'm usually taking at least 1 day off a week to rest. I do double up on some days. Some of the weight training days, I'll be there for, you know, a total of 2 hours of training, which would be an hour of cardio, an hour of weights. And I love doing that. It just feels great when the more I can do. I love the feeling of getting my heart rate up and sweating and knowing that I'm putting the work in. I love that feeling. So it is going really well as far as that is concerned. Financially, my work has been busier than ever. We are slammed. We usually are slammed this time of year. This is that time of year as an elder care attorney when families don't really want to do anything throughout the holidays. From about Thanksgiving through the first week or so of the new year, it will get a little bit quiet and then the wave will hit. And right now I am riding that wave. We are really busy and it has taken a lot of my time and a lot of my attention. So work has been busy and I'm trying to implement that first quarter plan for my finances right now. So I'm working really hard to put my 13-week plan in place, and it's the first time through the plan, so there are some hiccups as I'm going along. Right now, though, I am making great headway. I'm really excited about what's happening, and I'm going to be talking more about that, not this week, but at some point in the future. I'll probably put an extra episode or two out to talk about my plan, what it is I'm doing, and how I think it's going to proceed, and I think it's going to do really, really well, so I'm very excited with this plan. I was actually talking to somebody today who might be able to help me with it. I do need some assistance as I move forward with this plan. It's not going to be something I can do all by myself. So I did talk to somebody and I'm looking at the possibility of adding someone to assist at least a number of hours a week. Wouldn't be full time, but it would definitely be welcome help where it will really multiply the impact of what it is I'm trying to do. So feeling great. I did embarrass my wife at dinner the other day. We went out to dinner with another couple. We went to a restaurant, an Italian restaurant that has pretty much nothing on the menu that I could eat comfortably as it's prepared on the menu. In fact, I had to go to the sides and eat the sauteed broccoli rabe. It was not sauteed in butter, but it was there. I had them dry saute it and spinach, steamed spinach. That was it. That was pretty much what I ate at the restaurant. But since I looked and I planned in advance, I realized they didn't have any beans on the menu. Because lots of times if I can get those things and add beans to it, It's very good. It makes me feel very full and satisfied. They didn't have beans on the menu, so I brought my own beans. I opened a can at home. I put them in a Ziploc bag, and then I put that inside of a Ziploc freezer bag so there wouldn't be any spillage. And I put it in the pocket of my jacket. My wife did not know I did that. And well, I didn't tell her I did it. So she was surprised at the restaurant when I pulled out my bag of beans and poured them over my spinach and my broccoli. Rob, and she was definitely embarrassed. She was a little bit annoyed. She said, "You know, you can't do that. You can't bring food into a restaurant." Well, I felt like I could because I have a dietary restriction. I'm eating like a vegan, and so I added the beans, and I was happy. And the other people at the table, they sure didn't mind. They appreciated what I was doing and why I was doing it. And my wife, you know, grudgingly was accepting of what I did. And it was really funny because the waitress came over and she said, "Oh, what'd you do? Bring your own beans?" And I said, "Yes, I did." And she said, "Well, are you vegan?" I said, "Well, I'm eating like a vegan." She said, "Wow, that's amazing. I tried doing that. It was really hard. I'm just proud of you for doing it." And that was the word she used. "I'm proud of you for doing it. Keep up the good work." And of course, she did not mind that I brought my own beans. So my wife might have been a little bit embarrassed. The waitress was proud of me. The other couple, they were fine with it. And in the end, it was a great meal with great friends and definitely enjoyed it. So, hey, you got to do what you got to do. If you want to achieve a goal, it's really easy at moments like that when you go to a restaurant where they don't have the food that fits really nice and neat into your way of eating. It's very simple at that point to give yourself a break. I'm just going to give myself a break tonight. I'm not going to do what I know I should be doing. Or you could put the effort in and make it work for you. And I'm choosing, I've made the decision that I'm going to put the effort in and I'm going to do what I know is right. I'm not going to take these times off. I'm not going to allow myself to be comfortable in moments like that where, oh, comfortable means I'm just going to eat what I want. I'm going to eat this stuff. And I got to tell you, there was some stuff that hit the table that looked really good that I was not going to eat. And I chose to be uncomfortable. I chose to do the work necessary in order to eat a meal that I was happy and filled, or I guess fulfilled with. And I got to enjoy the company of friends and do it in a way that, you know, makes it feel worth it. I feel like I was able to accomplish something. And every time you do that, every time you deal with something like that where you have to work hard for the result you want, and it was work. I had to pack those beans up and deal with my wife being embarrassed and, you know, who knows what the other couple was going to think as I pulled my own beans out of my pocket. It means the next time I'm confronted with a situation like that, I'm going to be that much stronger. I'm building that muscle, the muscle of, you know, I want something bad enough that I'm willing to find a solution when obstacles are in front of me. And frankly, a meal where you're going and they don't have the food you can eat is an obstacle. So can you find a way around it? And are you willing to do what it takes to get around that obstacle or get over that obstacle? And well, I'm proving to myself that I am. Every time I do it, I'm getting stronger. And I have to tell you, I have been dealing with a little bit of doubt. You know, I told you I'd share my successes and my struggles with you in this podcast. And right now, I am dealing with a little bit of doubt. My weight is holding steady. I am where I was a month ago at my low weight. I'm around 263 pounds, which again is 33.5 pounds off my high at 296.5. I want to be down to 249 by April 5th. I'm going to do that. But at the moment, it's interesting because I did hit a low point mentally where I am upset with the fact that I have not dropped any weight recently. Now, I made it through the holidays without gaining any weight. And, you know, and I've hit a bit of an equilibrium point at the moment, a plateau. And I'm going to work through that plateau. I know that for sure. I know my calories right now are probably a little bit too high. I'm eating around where my metabolic rate is, my resting metabolic rate. So I know I'm eating enough calories to maintain myself. But then I'm adding the exercise on top of it in the hopes that that would burn off, you know, help me burn off over and above what I need to in order to lose the weight. You know, even if it's a pound a week, 2 pounds a week, that healthy number, I'm happy there, right? But right now I'm not losing any weight. And, you know, I even got to the point where I started to consider maybe I should change how I'm eating, at least for a little while. You see, when I started my eating plan, as you know, I was on keto, and I did that from about a month, September 26th to October 26th. And I lost a lot of weight on that on the keto diet. And then when I switched to plant-based whole foods or eating like a vegan, I lost a little bit more weight, but now I've kind of plateaued. And I wondered to myself, should I go back to keto for a couple of months, lose some more weight, and then switch back? Because I definitely feel 100% better eating like a vegan than I did when I was on keto. Definitely did not feel great on keto. I feel fantastic right now. And frankly, I don't want to do that. So, you know, even though I questioned myself, and I did have a moment where I seriously considered it, I decided, you know what, I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing. I'm going to adjust the plant-based whole food eating in such a way. I am eating much more in the way of vegetables and salads and those types of foods, and much less as far as beans and rice and nuts and fatty, you know, the avocados and the calorie-dense foods, the dates and things like that. You know, dried fruit, I'm eating less of that and definitely more of the plant-based whole food type, plant-based whole food. So if I want to lose the weight and I'm looking at what I'm eating and it's not helping me achieve my goal, how can I adjust that to start back on the weight loss journey? And so I've done that, and we're going to see how it goes over the next few weeks. I have a feeling it's going to go really, really well. And, you know, it's a question of control. Am I in control of myself? You know, on September 14th, 2019, I say the biggest change in my life was that I became in control of things that had been controlling me, and my eating was out of control. I was at the mercy of the food, and I gained control that day. And, you know, now I look at myself and I say, am I losing that control? Am I losing my focus on the most important thing right now, which is that fitness? Because no matter how well I do financially, if I'm not here to continue doing my work and continue earning the funds that I'm trying to bring in, well, I'm going to fail at that, right? I've got to be alive and I've got to be healthy in order to be able to give my best at work. And my best at work is what allows me to achieve these financial goals. So fitness always comes first, even though I'm trying to be in the best shape of my life, or I'm going to be in the best shape of my life by the end of 2020, both physically and financially. So, you know, I'm trying to figure some things out here. And, you know, it is a challenge, but I have to be in control. And I questioned it for a little bit, but I'm confident that I am still in control. And again, going back to dinner this past weekend, where I fought through to give myself a nice meal at this nice restaurant that did not have any real vegan friendly options, I am in control. I'm not eating sweets like I did. I'm not eating processed foods. You know, right now as eating like a vegan, there are lots of processed foods that I could be eating, and I'm not doing that. I'm making my own rice. I'm using my own beans. I'm eating a lot of vegetables. I am doing that, but I'm eating some fruit. I'm making some decisions that I'm not happy with. And am I making those decisions, or am I kind of going automatic and selecting things that if I was consciously thinking about it, I wouldn't select and I wouldn't eat? You know, I shouldn't eat these dates. So what did I do? I stopped eating the dates. I'm not buying dates. I mean, I was eating a lot of those dates. They're phenomenal. Dates are great. And once I get my weight down to where I want it to be, and I'm happy to hold steady, I can eat dates, because I've been eating dates for the last few weeks and my weight has held steady, but I haven't been dropping. So I know they're not adding to my weight, but they're certainly not getting me in the deficit I need to be to drop the pounds that I want to lose. I am weight training. I know I'm getting stronger. I am, you know, maintaining muscle. I'm actually adding muscle. I can feel it. I can see it. So obviously that weighs more than fat. And maybe that's the issue that's holding the scale steady. I don't know. I haven't quite figured it out yet. I'm still tweaking things, but I am under control. I have been since September 14th. I am making conscious decisions. And you know, I know that I'm working every day. I'm getting better as a person. I'm getting closer to my goal. Even if the scale isn't telling me that, there is going to be a moment, and I know it's coming, when I drop, like I'll get on the scale and it'll be 5 pounds is gone. It's coming. I know it. I'm doing really well, and that's going to happen. And I'm, you know, I can't wait to report it. So hang in with me. I did struggle a little bit there for a little bit of time, or I have struggled, and I had some thoughts where maybe I should change some things that were, you know, it was maybe I'm not in control, so I need to change, because keto is such an easy way to shed weight. And nope, not doing it. I am staying in control, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to maintain my whole food plant-based whole food lifestyle, and the weight is going to, I'm going to shed the weight, but I have to be smart, and I will be, and I'm going to get there. So a couple other things I want to talk about before I'm done. And the first is playing the hits. You know, I talk about this a lot when it comes to my finances, which is when my father and I, and remember we practiced law together here in Haddonfield, New Jersey, when we changed our focus of our practice from a general law practice to elder law, and we did that back around the year 2000, 2001. So it's been right around 20 years. When we first changed, we used to write to lawyers and write to other professionals. We would literally send them letters, and they were hand signed, and we'd enclose a business card, and we would tell them what we were doing and tell them a little bit about how we're helping our clients and how maybe we could help theirs. And we would ask for the referrals, and we would send 300 of those out, and sure enough, referrals would come in. It's really interesting. When you put yourself in front of people, they will respond. They will think about you. They know that you can solve problems that their clients are dealing with, or their friends or their family are dealing with, and they will send you the work. And as time went by, you know, it just, writing letters is not glamorous. And I got away from it. And I started to think, you know, let's be like, you know, build an online business. Let's have this law firm in Haddonfield, New Jersey, this elder law firm, go online and build a big business online. So I stopped the things that were working and I started doing other things. And a lot of the other things I was doing worked, but nothing was as effective as these letters. And you know, it's funny, when you go buy a ticket to a show and you go see a band, you know, most of the time, especially if it's an older band, you want to hear them play the hits. You bought the ticket to go hear the hits. And you get the bands that don't do that, right? They want to be artists, or they are artists, but they don't want to play the same song every show for the next 40 years. You know, U2, you know, they play I Will Follow every show. And they've been playing that since the first album. It's the one song from that album that has, I think about U2, I think it's the one song that they have played from that album on. You know, so how many years is that? Goodness, that was the early 1980s, right? So we're pushing 40 years for that song, and they play it at almost every show. And if U2 said, I don't want to do that anymore, I'm done playing I Will Follow, I'm done playing songs from the 80s. Well, some of their greatest work was from the 80s. And when I buy a ticket to see U2, I want to hear When the Streets Have No Name. I want to hear With or Without You. I want to hear I Will Follow, and I want to hear the song Bad and Pride in the Name of Love and all these great hits off those earlier albums. If U2 took the position, they're not doing that anymore. They're just playing their new stuff, which frankly doesn't resonate with me the way the old stuff did, I probably would stop going. And if I bought a ticket and they didn't play the hits, I'd probably be disappointed and not enjoy the show the way I do when they play their greatest hits. You know, and is it selfish on me to do that? I don't think so. I mean, I'm buying a ticket to hear a band play the songs that I've grown up listening to on the radio, that I like. I like the singles. I like the hits. Well, what did I do with my business, right? Think about it. Here's something, writing these letters to attorneys, and there's a lot of other little tools that I used to use that worked really well. And at some point I said, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. I just want to do the new stuff. I want to go online. I want to be an artist and do these other things to market my business. And I neglected my hits and the things that got me all the success I achieved early on. And then I looked at some point recently and I said, why? Why am I not as successful as I want to be? Why is it that, you know, I've never grown the way I want to grow? And I realized I stopped playing the hits. The people who were buying tickets for a while to come see my show, you know, they didn't hear what they wanted to hear and they went away. All these relationships I had that I continued to maintain by sending these letters to these attorneys and these other professionals, I let them fade away and they forgot about me. And you say, well, wait a minute, if you're their friend, how are they going to forget about you? And of course, when I would see them, we would talk, we'd be happy to see each other, but I didn't stay in front of them. And I didn't continually remind them what I could do and how I could help solve their clients' problems, the problems they couldn't solve for their their clients. You know, send them to me and I'll make them feel better. If they're caring for an aging parent, spouse, or elderly loved one, I can help. And I stopped doing that and they stopped sending them. And I realized I stopped playing my hits and my fans went away. So I'm back, right? It's a greatest hits tour. Casey Price is going on a greatest hits tour. This 13-week plan I'm creating for my business is incorporating all the hits. Now I'm playing some new stuff. I'm doing some new things. There is some podcast. I'm building a podcast for my business, which is definitely not one of my hits from the old days. I'm putting videos in. I'm starting webinars. I'm doing things like that. So I'm combining now. I'm blending the old and the new. And the new stuff that I'm doing is still catchy. They're catchy tunes. These are singles I'm putting out, right? They're my new singles that are on the radio that people are starting to fall in love with. But I always have to continue to play the hits. Because if I don't, they will go away. The people will stop buying tickets. Yes, the new people will always be there, right? As the people who like the new stuff that I'm doing. But they don't sell out stadiums, right? If you just go off the new people, it'll get you into a nice venue. Right, a nice small venue. But if I want to sell out the football stadium, right? If I'm that band and I don't bring my hits with me on my tour, I leave them at home because I'm tired of playing them. Oh, they're mind-numbing. People aren't going to come. Now, remember, I said before, if you told me, go out back and dig a hole every day for 6 hours and you would get all the clients you ever needed, right? Your finances would be never be a problem again. And I say, well, I would go out and do that, no questions asked. And I was thinking about that because I think I said that in the last episode or maybe the one before that. Sometime recently, I was saying that to you, how if you told me the way to crack the code for financial success is just go out and dig a hole every day for 6 hours and clients will come to you. I say I would do it, and yet I look back at myself, and I stopped digging the hole. I walked away from the hole a long time ago. You know, playing the hits is like digging the hole. It's the grind. It's the mind-numbing things that it doesn't feel, I don't feel like I'm growing by playing the hits. I don't feel like I'm growing by writing another set of letters to attorneys to remind them about me. Again, that's digging the hole. That's the grind you have to go through. And it is a grind. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I'm not going to pretend and change my perspective on it and say, oh, it's worth it. It's the best thing ever. I love doing these mind-numbing tasks. No, I don't love doing them, but I have to do them. And I have to be willing to do them. Or I have to be willing, which is something I'm starting and I'm looking into doing, I have to be willing to bring somebody else in to help me do them. If I don't want to do them, somebody else has to do them for me. So that's my choice. I can't choose to not do them. So I either have to do it myself or somebody has to help me with it. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at bringing somebody in or somebody on board to help me. Not a virtual assistant, but somebody who's kind of a little bit in that vein where it's more of a contract where they'll come in and help me for a number of hours a week. And together we will get these things done. And, you know, I know there are going to be great results coming as a result of these efforts. So that's really what it comes down to. I'm working on the grind. I'm playing the hits. And I know the people are going to come. I know people are going to want to work with us. They're going to want to send their clients to us. We do a great work. I have no doubt there as far as the work product. Second to none in what I do. But I just have to remind them, oh, by the way, I'm still here. Send them over. Send the clients. We'll make them feel better. But don't forget, we're still here. So really important. And, you know, that ties into the last thing I want to talk about today, which is thinking less, right? So now we're going to go back to that blend of fitness and finance. So I want to focus on my fitness goals. I really do. I think they require a conscious thought, you know, all the time. I really need them in the front of my mind. Again, until I've built that routine strong enough that I don't have to think about it anymore. I mean, as much as I love going to the gym, I still have to force myself sometimes to go to the gym. I'm tired. Well, go to the gym, you'll feel better. You know, I don't want to do it right now. I want to go home. Well, before we go home, let's just get it done. And then you don't have to go back out later tonight. You know, I have those types of thoughts. And so I really want to focus on that. But right now, I also have to focus on my finances. I'm on the 13-week plan I'm developing and working through. That requires a lot of my conscious thought. So I really can't focus one versus the other. And if I was going one direction or the other, right now I'm actually spending more time on my finances on that 13-week plan. That's why things have been, as I said in the beginning, a little bit chaotic. It is chaotic. I want to give attention to my health and my fitness, but my finances are taking more of that attention, and at the moment I feel like I have to give it to them. Why? Because I can easily, and I say easily, it's going to take a lot of effort, and I'm trying to work through it, systematize my plan in the office. My 13-week marketing plan is a system that I'm building, that I'm going to be able to follow, that will yield the results I need to get. But it takes a lot of work to implement it. It takes a lot of work to do it every day. But right now, I need to develop it. Once I have it developed and I can create it, turn it into a system, I can automate the system. Now, I don't necessarily mean I can automate everything online. What I mean is I know what I have to do and when I have to do it. It's right there in front of me. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to create. I just have to do. Just have to implement. It becomes almost automatic. So it's the same thing with the health and the fitness, except that is not yet automatic. Even though I'm in control of what I'm eating, I still have to consciously be thinking about it all the time. I still have to, it's the type of thing that requires my attention. Whereas the work stuff, while I have to give it attention, I know what to do. I know what has to be done. I know when it has to be done and how to do it. So it's, again, more automatic. I've done these same files for 20 years. I've done these same tasks every day for so many years. They are deeply ingrained in me. So if I can automate the work, I can then focus on the physical. And, you know, so I'm saying thinking less. I have a friend, my friend Neil, who I talk to all the time. Neil has become a very important person in my life. He is, you're as strong as the five people you spend the most time with. It's funny, he is probably the person other than my wife and my kids and the people I work with directly in my office, including my father. Neil is probably the person I spend the most time with right now. And he is a tremendous influence on me. And one of the things he's talked about over the past, I guess he and I have been talking weekly for about a year now. I guess actually a little bit more than a year. He would say, you know, he would talk about like Steve Jobs, who wore the same clothes every day. And he and the people who do the same things, they have that routine where it's the same things every day. They eat the same breakfast. They wear the same clothes. They do the same things every day all the time because they don't have to think about it. And it allows them headspace for other things. Right? So that's what I'm trying to do with my work. I'm trying to think less at work. If I can create the system, plug everything in, and then automate it for myself, where it's automatic for me. Every day I'm going to do these things. Right? Here's marketing time. Here's the marketing tasks. Here's the work time. Here's the work tasks. Here's, you know, all these things that you have to do and when you're going to do them and how you're going to do them. If I can automate that, then I can spend my conscious thought focused on health and fitness. If I can think less when anything can be automated, I can focus on what requires my attention. One of my goals, which is my health and fitness, requires my attention. One of my goals, finances, once I set up my system, doesn't. And I'm going to take advantage of that. I'm going to take advantage of that. I am going to automate my work and the tasks I need to do, the marketing plan I need to do, and the substantive legal work so that I don't have to focus on it the way I have to give attention to my health and fitness. Going to do great work. Don't misunderstand me. Me saying this removing it from conscious thought just means it gets done automatically. It still will require thought as I'm doing it, but it gets done automatically, and it allows me to focus my true attention on health and fitness. I'm going to think less, going to automate, going to systematize, going to have everything laid out and planned out so that it is a routine and it becomes subconscious. my subconscious mind will be able to guide me at work and with the tasks I have to do. And my conscious mind will be focused on health and fitness. So that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm working to implement. That's where I'm headed. So it has been a phenomenal week, really almost 2 weeks. Things are going great. I can see the baby steps. Again, the fitness is I'm not judging fitness by weight loss. So I'm taking all these little baby steps as far as fitness is concerned. I've been doing that nonstop. And I'm doing it now with the finances. So I'm taking my little baby steps with my health and fitness. I'm taking my little baby steps with my finances. And eventually, you know, what happens, right? The baby who's walking with baby steps starts to grow. And as the baby grows and becomes a toddler, their steps get a little bigger, right? As I keep doing this and keep focusing and keep working, baby steps, I start to grow and my steps get bigger every day. Finances, definitely, you're going to see that. It's going to be lineal growth, and then it's going to be arithmetic growth, and then it's going to be exponential growth. Health and fitness, you know, I'm doing little things right now so that I can build a foundation to be able to do more things. And then I grow. And as I get stronger and better at all these things, my steps get bigger every day. It's not going to be baby steps forever. Eventually, we're going to be off and running. But we got to take our time. We got to build the foundation, appreciate the journey, see where we are, evaluate what's happening, celebrate the success, share the setbacks, and know that it's going well. Know that, hey, we're 180 degrees, you know, faced in a different direction than we were this time last year. This time last year, it was not good. No, not at all. Now, we are walking towards light. I see the light. We're walking towards the light. The light at the end of the tunnel is there. Last year, I was faced away from the end of the tunnel. Every day that went by, I was walking further in the tunnel. Now I see the light at the end of the tunnel and I'm headed towards it. Headed towards it. It feels so good. And I hope you are experiencing the same success. I hope you're experiencing all the wonderful things that come along with taking control and working towards your goals, knowing what they are and making progress. Thank you so much for joining me today as we work towards becoming the people we are meant to be. I know that together, you and I, we are going to accomplish amazing things. Now, remember, you can contact me on Twitter at CaseyPrice365. You can also send me an email at noexcuses365@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about the podcast and also let me know how things are going for you. I am as excited to hear about you and your journey as I am to share with you about mine. So let me know what's happening. Sharing this with you is always the highlight of my day. So thank you once again for this opportunity. I am so very grateful. Once again, my name is Casey Price. This is the No Excuses 365 podcast. And until I have the privilege of talking to you again, I wish you nothing but success.